time when there was a shift change.
Oh, yeah.
And both cast members were, I can't believe how much safety information they provide. All of the announcements that they make about, you know, where the parents should stand and, you know, walk, don't run, and all of that stuff. It was interesting.
Good. All right. Yes.
I observed the quartet, the singing quartet, and I actually had a lady approach me without my name tag and ask me if I was part of them because I looked so official.
Oh.
But what I thought was they could have hesitated a minute or so after they were done. People wanted to take pictures with them, and they were in the process of leaving. So if they just, like I said, just waited a minute or so,
doing a photo op for it, yes. All right.
Approach them in their
very
safe
fair
location.
Excellent. All right, good. Yes.
It was more of kind of a question for your group. How come the information center is so far down the path?
Interesting.
It would seem like
it's in the center of the park.
I don't know. Like, yes. I actually, the first time I even saw it when I came in.
It's in the center, that's why.
But
so it's kind of a focal point. You know, the hub is the area where it branches into all the thematic lands. So that really makes it kind of centralized. So you don't have to walk all the way back to the top of the park into the entrance to go back out again. To that end, there should be multiples, right?
Yeah, well, and I know going to the park since I've been here, but like, we used to get the pamphlets when they come in.
Yes.
And they were like hard to find now. And I didn't know what was.
So that the turnstiles and the far side of either portal, just before you walk through, you get to Main Street. But they are there. Well, I saw, yes.
I observed some of the photo people in front of the pumpkin.
The photo people in front of the pumpkin. Yeah.
And what I thought was intriguing was that they didn't only take pictures with their camera, but when a guest asked them, and I thought, given that they're selling the pictures that they're taking, the fact that they took the guest camera, also took pictures, and then just the efficiency of the process, scanned the card, gave them the card.
Right. So why would they do that with the guest camera? Because something is more important than task. What is it?
Purpose.
Overarching purpose. Very good. Yes.
I've observed the same sitting across from that when she came over to it. Oh. And seeing me.
Yeah.
To me, it was actually quite close and easy to find.
Okay. All right.
It came from the other side.
Okay.
But one of the things I saw was this one, a tall man and this short lady, manning. And she was standing behind the podium for a while and you could hardly see her. And it made her quite unappropriate.
Oh, we need her a step stool. High heel shoes.
So I got the same. I went to Pirates of the Caribbean, and I got the same comment you did. Was people come up to me and say, "Are you from Disney?" Now I said I was, and my name was Ryan. And I said I was second card, and they've been fighting all the time.
Yeah. Oh my.
So what I noticed was I watched Michelle, who's in the front there, and at first I thought she was quite kind of sour, but she was actually really paying close attention to the lines, and she started laughing, and she was having a great time. She was quite impressed by it. I was very impressed with her. What I did notice, though, was that when you're standing on the bridge looking at where the pirates are and the lines below you, you don't actually know where the entranceway is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not clear that there's no sign there, but then I thought, well, actually, if you're really interested, you'd follow where the line was, like kind of a mystery tour, and you'd find the entrance yourself. So you actually didn't need any signs of that. Yeah. I don't know if it's planned or not, but it looked pretty busy.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'd rather than ask our cast members and reassign, right? Mm-hmm. We don't read anyway. What's that all about? We teach them young, too. Second grade. Good point. Yes. And we'll come forward.
I actually went on line to get some pictures taken. Kind of bad experience the first time we went out.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went online. A gentleman was taking pictures in front of the pumpkin. Not saying hello to anybody. Just card, picture. No lady came by. And they started talking about the shift. So, yeah, I'm not covering this. They acknowledged me. I've been standing there like 2-3 minutes.
Good one.
Shift, somebody's going to cover me later on, blah, blah, blah. Taking pics. And, you know, she left. He grabbed, took a picture. Bad experience. Went to the other one next to the castle. I gave her my card. She let 3 or 4 people in front of me after I gave her my card. Don't forget me. Oh, no, I won't. 2-3 other people. And then I had to tell her again. She's very introverted. You know, in that position, you need to be an extrovert.
Oh, sure.
The one guy in front of the Walt Disney statue was great.
Dave.
Smiled, this, that, fantastic guy.
Dave,
but
yeah.
But you need to be an extrovert for that job. And these people...
And you didn't see that there, did you?
No.
Good observation.
That one guy.
Very good. Okay. Yes.
And Dave was
Carol.
He says,
I like your hat, and he's so personable. But the thing I was going to bring up is that this older couple had cards on saying that it was their anniversary, mm-hmm. and all the cast were saying, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy, and it was like always bringing a big
that
smile.
Pink, purple, yeah, they're color coded. So if we can't read at a distance, we see a purple one coming toward us, we know it's anniversary, Blue's birthday, so we know that, yeah. Yes?
For the most part, everyone that I encountered, all of the cast, and were great, safety, great. However, I went up.
Oh, we love howevers.
However, I took my little brochure, and I didn't have my book.
I'm
kind of lost, I'm searching, and I look at the central information, the closet. The girl that was standing behind here had some type of phone, don't think it was a cell phone, she had a phone up her ear. She did not make eye contact with me. She didn't say, can I help you? Mm-hmm. I turned around a little bit more, walked back and forth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else came up, she didn't say anything, still on the phone. And when I made it, I got in front of her and then turned around to leave. Then she said, oh, did you need something? And I said, no, thank
you. Mm, good, very good. Thank you. Yes.
I can ask a question. You had two complaints here. What are you guys going to do with it?
Exactly. Okay, keep that thought.
You just nodded.
Now, the real answer to that question is that's not what this is about, but I got you. We'll come back to you, though.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so you won't do anything about it.
He's a razzer.
Yeah.
Is he mean?
He has moments.
Interesting showpiece. Okay, let's pause just a moment. We're going to come back to you. Why this exercise?
Me?
Yeah.
For observation, yeah, but it seems to me that...
No. It is for observation, but there's more to it than that. Why would we send you on this type of an adventure?
Well, one of the things I observed was all the folks that I went down Main Street, I got on the cable car, mm-hmm. buses actually. Well, one of the things I noticed is all those folks saw me with a binder, with the spiral thing.
Oh, you weren't very stealthy.
Yeah, well, you know, I tried to keep it rolled up, but they knew. I mean, nobody walks around the park with a spiral.
Well, you did.
Okay. They're pretty smart.
But why did we send you on this adventure?
To learn feedback, to get our brains working on
Right, so, you know, the long and short of it is, except for the fact that I asked you, I really don't care. I do at some point, but the real reason for it is that you do this to yourself.
Right.
I mean, the whole idea of today was the adaptation piece, right? So, the purpose of this is not really so you can go pick us apart. I mean, I'll take you out in the park, you know, I can take you out of this class, and between the entrance and just inside Town Square, I could show you 50 things that aren't working or broken, that are appalling to me. Literally, it would be that easy. Probably show you 100, because I could show you one or two every step. So that wasn't it. The point is that we want you to take your new pay attention eyes and ears, and we want you to go back to your world and be critical. We want you to go back to your world and be just as critical as you need to be. And this is a time, as I mentioned on Tuesday, for those of you that are here, to step up as a leader. To say and do the things that need to be said and done in a way that they need to be said and done, at a time when they need to be said and done, with the individuals they need to be said and done to and for and by, and to do that in a timely manner, whether you as a leader like it or not. And if you're a parent, you know this. And it's not always easy. So the real concept is that we can talk about all this, give you that integration matrix tool at the end, right? And boy, would that be a great day. You know, the red, non-negotiable. The blue is a perfect Disney environment. The green are really difficult for us. They're not as achievable, not as obvious. They don't come as easy for us here. All right, we use this integration matrix tool to evaluate our current strategies, benchmark against ourselves, quite frankly, and then to strategize whatever our next steps might be. Walt Disney once said, you don't build it for yourself. You know, or at least come to find out, discover what the guests, what the people want, and then you build it for them.
Reminds me of your story.
I felt that there should be something built, some kind of amusement enterprise built where the parents and the children could have fun together. But it all started from a daddy with two daughters wondered where he could take them, where he could have a little fun with them, too. Well, this is the blueprint, and the dream is Disneyland, the park that we're constructing near Anaheim, California. I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mountain. To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Seems like only yesterday that Disneyland was just an idea and some plans on paper. There's a little plaque out there that says, as long as there is imagination left in the world, Disneyland will never be complete. Give the public everything you can give them. Keep the place as clean as you can keep it. Keep it friendly. You know, make it a real fun place to be. I think they're convinced, and I think that'll hang on after, as you say, after Disney.
Discussing back whether or not you're worthy to graduate. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a little fun background music on. And we actually have some special mouse ears for you here, Disney graduation mouse ears. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read your name or do my best at reading it.